Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. I heard a strange noise outside, and so I had to have someone to go and investigate. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the Chronological Bible, episode number 98. Where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order with my family, as we have done for over 33 years, and as I have done for over 41 years by the grace of God each and every day. And that's true. There has not been a day in over 41 years of my life that I have not prayed and read the Word of God. And there has not been a day since my wife and I got married 33 years ago. I got saved on December the 19th, 1979, and I got married on December the 19th, whatever the year is. I can remember my salvation experience way better than my marriage experience and date. I mean, I can remember the date, but the day, but not the year. And that was not planned either. But anyway, there has not been a day we have not read the Bible together, and we have not prayed together in over 33 years of marriage. Now, this unique Bible and this unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Because, as someone smartly said, history is His story. Make no mistake about it. Today, beloved, we are reading Exodus chapter 4. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help everybody who has not prayed this morning to pray to You. And help everybody to learn how to take the privilege and the opportunity to pray when other people are praying, and not to listen to other people pray, but to pray themselves. For that's when prayer becomes real and exciting to them. And Lord, help them to pray whether they feel anything or not, whether they feel like praying or not. And so, Holy Father God, help them to understand that prayer, like anything else in the Christian faith, takes faith, not feelings, not emotions, not what we can see. I praise You and I thank You for Your holy word that says, "Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." Holy Father God, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it was. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, we individually and hopefully collectively confess our wicked sins and failures and faults, our disobedience, our sinful nature, sinful attitudes, sinful thoughts and words and deeds. God, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, faults and failures, as we from our hearts, by Your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I thank You for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace. I thank You for Your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, Your Holy Spirit, and Your Holy Word. Crucify, Lord, for those of us who are saved, our wicked, evil, and ungodly flesh within us. Fill us, Lord, with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Help us to die in the way that you want us to die, to the flesh and to the world, and to selfishness in Christ. And Lord, fill us with the Spirit of Christ and have him to live through us. Lord Jesus Christ, live through us and manifest the fruit of your Holy Ghost. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would cast out the demon spirits, the devil spirit, the spirit of the devil, and the demons of hell out of the people's hearts and minds and attitudes who have that problem here and out there in this sin-cursed world. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to cast out the demon spirits of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. Cast out the devil spirit and demon spirits of sabotage and betrayal against you, not against another human being. Another human being is not worth betraying, because another human being really does not have any power. We're talking about betraying you and trying to sabotage your work. It is the work of the devil, and I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to see it for many years. And I do pray that you'll cast out the spirit of the devil through the spirit of hindrance and distraction, pride, stubbornness, and rebelliousness, and meanness, and bad attitudes, and treachery out of the hearts and minds and lives of the people here, people in my own family, and people who are outside of our ministry here. We pray, Lord, for people who have this demonic spirit in them in churches across the country and around the globe, and in pastors' families in this country and around the globe. And Lord, give your true saints sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would rebuke and bind the spirit of Satan and the demons of hell, Lord, from us today, and place upon us the whole arm of God, surround us with the band of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire, and help us to walk by faith in your word and not by sight, and fill us with your Holy Ghost and with your holy word. Even today, Lord, grant us your energy, your strength, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to read your holy word and to understand it and to obey it, to preach it and to share it with others in a discipleship teaching way. Have your Holy Ghost to attract and to draw the people you want to be here. And Lord, we pray that you'll set up divine appointments by your might and power, for you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We pray that millions would hear the gospel through this ministry and be saved, and millions more through other ministries as well. And Holy Father God, we pray that your Holy Ghost would take control. And we pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would protect our families, ministries, and churches from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. Deliver us, Lord, from all of our tribulations if we do right by you and confess our sins and pray and seek your face and turn from our wicked ways and repent and get right with you, Lord God in heaven, get back to you, our first love. Deliver us, Lord, from our tribulations and troubles and trials and temptations and tests and tensions. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. bless our time together, as always. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great blessing and pleasure to read in your hearing, "Thus saith the Lord," the Word of God, at Exodus chapter 4. "And Moses answered and said, But behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, The Lord hath not appeared unto thee. And the Lord said unto him, What is that in thine hand? And he said, A rod. And he said, Cast it on the ground. And he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from before it. And the Lord said unto Moses, Put forth thine hand, and take it by the tail. And he put forth his hand, and caught it. And it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, hath appeared unto thee. And the Lord said furthermore unto him, Put now thine hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow. And he said, Put thine hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again, and plucked it out of his bosom, and behold, it was turned again as his other flesh. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe thee, neither hearken to the voice of the first sign, that they will believe the voice of the latter sign. And it shall come to pass, if they will not believe also these two signs, neither hearken unto thy voice, that thou shalt take of the water of the river, and pour it upon the dry land, and the water which thou takest out of the river shall become blood upon the dry land. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth? Or who maketh the dumb or deaf? Or the seeing or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. And he said, O my Lord, send, I pray thee, by the hand of him whom thou wilt send. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Moses, and he said, Is not Aaron the Levite thy brother? I know that he can speak well. And also, behold, he cometh forth to meet thee, and when he seeth thee, he will be glad in his heart. And thou shalt speak unto him, and put words in his mouth, and I will be with thy mouth and with his mouth, and will teach you what ye shall do. And he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, and he shall be, even he shall be to thee instead of a mouth, and thou shalt be to him instead of God. And thou shalt take this rod in thine hand, wherewith thou shalt do signs. And Moses went and returned to Jethro his father-in-law, and said unto him, Let me go, I pray thee, and return unto my brethren which are in Egypt, and see whether they be yet alive. And Jethro said to Moses, Go in peace. And the Lord said unto Moses in Midian, Go, return unto Egypt, for all the men are dead which sought thy life. And Moses took his wife and his sons, and set them upon an ass, and he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. And the Lord said unto Moses, When thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thine hand. But I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, Let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. And it came to pass by the way in the inn that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, Surely a bloody husband art thou to me. So he let him go. Then she said, A bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision. And the Lord said to Aaron, Go into the wilderness to meet Moses. And he went and met him in the mount of God and kissed him. And Moses told Aaron all the words of the Lord who had sent him, and all the signs which he had commanded him. And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spake all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And the people believed. And when they heard that the Lord had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your eternal and holy word. Have it to find a great lodging place in our hearts. Help us to remember it. Help us to meditate on it. Help us to draw the principles. Lord, I've read this passage, as you know, Lord, many times down through the years. And Lord, I saw some new things in this passage that I had never seen before in this reading. And so I give you, Lord, all of the glory, praise, and honor for continuing to teach me from your holy word and helping me to see in your holy word that which I have not seen before. And Lord, help us to meditate on it. Help us to apply the principles of your holy word to our lives. Help us to obey it. Help us to share your holy word with others in a discipleship teaching way, and to preach your holy gospel from it. For your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room, and that many families had in those days, We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8. Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day, early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.